Okay, Simon Kuf Lamed Tes Seif Hey. Noag Ulechatz is Aksav Besuda. The meaning is to cover the ksav, the cloth, Besuda with the cloth, Ben Gava Le Gava between Aliyos. The meaning is, says Shulchan Aruch, to cover the cloth with the cloth. Uve Medinos Eilu, in our countries, presumably referring to our Sefer Torah, which are not like the Sfadish Sefer Torah, which are the ones we have got. Medinos Eilu Noagu, the custom is Shloi, Noagu, the custom is Shia Meguleles, which is scrolled together, it's closed up, it's scrolled together. Ben Gava Le Gava between Anis Vechenike, and that's the main halacha. Mishneburis if cotton chavalev, no agushe meguleles, veloi sage bekisu be'alma. Our minig is, says the Mishnebu in the name of the Ramah, it's not sufficient to cover it up with a, to cover it up. Rather, between aliyos, the Sefer Torah needs to be scrolled together, needs to be closed off. What's the right wording for that? I'm struggling to find the right word for closing it for.
Rolled up,
thank you, that's better. Pardon? So it's, why is it rolled up for the second brocha? What did we say? Why does it need to be scrolled up? Because of this halacha. We said that there is no element of tichel tzibura as opposed to brocha shoina, because by the brocha choina it needs to be rolled up, so there's no tichel tzibura. That's exactly that. This is going together. So v'loy sagi bekisu v'alma, it's not sufficient, says the Ramah, to cover it. It needs to be rolled together. The kosav hataz, the taz is a fimin exer. According to this minute, that we are closing off the shulchan or the sefer Torah, shuv ein tzarich kisui, that it does need to be covered. Once you're closing out, you're rolling together the sefer, you're rolling up the sefer Torah, you don't need to cover it up. It's not, you don't need to cover it up. Dvakisui avetich yisera, and the kisui is tich yisera. Now, what do you think about that? How much energy does it take to cover up the sefer Torah? So unnecessary tircha. Unnecessary tircha. V'rak pe'ei sh'omun kaddish, only with regards to when kaddish is said, achak here, after leaning, shapi yesh l'chas, then yeah, actually you do have to cover it up. Doz mistalik min akir, because then you distance yourself from the leaning. V'wa'adin, similarly, kol mokem any occasion, any time, sheish z'man och, there's an extended time period of not leaning, kugoin, such as mezamri lechosn, you sing for the chosn, hosh marichin, or you have extended mishberach, extended mishberachs, or then mechasim besod, you'll cover it up. So Rabbi Yisai, according to the Mishnah Bura, to recap, when do you have to cover up the Sefer Torah? Yeah, either for the Kaddish at the end of leaning, or when there's an extended time period and you're not leaning, mishberachs, or when they're singing. But just between aliyahs, you just close it up. You don't actually need to cover it up. Is that what Gaboim do? The minig of Gaboim? It's not, right? Because Gaboim... Yeah, well, that's right. We normally do Mishberach. That's right, yeah. Yeah. Shabbos Menchi Takedont, yeah? Often, yeah. So, La Loch, you don't need to cover it. You don't need to. But Gavah Le Gavah, you don't really need to cover it. Yeah. I don't know if you mean that. I know, but look at the Loshni. It's an interesting point. It's interesting what you're saying. Because the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Taz, but because of that, the feminine exegesis, Shuv ein tzorich kisui. You don't need to cover it up. It doesn't say you must. It says you don't need to. V'akisui avetich yeser, and it's an extended, it's an unnecessary tircha. It doesn't, it seems to be.
It's only in these times.
It does, yeah. Yeah. And then he says, Yesh lechasa is later. So it sounds like you don't have to. It's not saying tircha letzibura. It's not the time, because then you'd be right. You're not allowed to be matrich letzibur because it's a waste of their time. But over here it seems to be tircha yesera. It seems to imply that it's just a business for the gabba. So it looks like if he wants to, it seems like he's allowed to. Sivov. Oim bochu. Then what comes then is he says bochu. A person needs to say Bochu, and he needs to say the Bochu Rishon, and the Bochu Achon, and he needs to say Bekol Rom with a loud voice. Somebody who says the Bochu, Bochu, and the Bochu is quietly, Toye, he's making a mistake. Some say you repeat after the Bochu and say it Bekol Rom loud. So Either way, what we're learning over here, you must say it loud and clear. Why is that? Kidei, says the Rama, in order sheishmu am, people should hear it loud and clear. V'yanu, and they should answer back. Bo Hashem avoyrach loylam voed. You should say it loud and clear, and the olim should repeat loud. They should all, if you say it loud, the olim hear it and they can respond to it. V'im lo yishamu al tzibus ha-mevorech, if the minion did not hear the mevorech, if the minion didn't hear him saying bochu and the bocha, af al pishu shamu achazen oine lo yane imoy, if they did not hear the person saying a bocha, they didn't hear the person who's oyle la-toyre, they didn't hear him saying bochu and bocha to Hashem, but they heard a chazan answering, Omein, then lo yane imoy, they shouldn't say Omein with him. Elo oine Omein al divrei chazan, they should say Omein to the words of the chazan. So don't, what the Ramos says, is that if you don't hear the Ramos point is, if you don't hear the oile, le toire, saying a bracha, don't say Omein to him. That's the point of the Ramos. Yeah, you're right, Bochu. One second, he's saying... yeah, you're right. You're right. He's clearly talking about Bochu, you're right. Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah. So we'll see in a minute. We'll get to the Mishavur in a second. Sivkot Chov Gimel first. I'm just realizing I forgot an important Mishnah in Sivkot Nechov Beis. I want to do the Sivkot Nechov Beis. Between Gav and Gav, you have to cover up. Well, why is that? Well, you have to close it or cover up. Why do you have to close it? Roll it. V'atam, says Mishnah Shein Alicha Psucha. The reason why it can't be open, so if it can't be remaining open, Shein Kovod La Torah Shetei Psucha V'samten Al Shavoy Acher. It's about the reason why you have to close that, roll the Sefer Torah closed is because of Kovod Sefer Torah. It's disrespectful for a Sefer Torah to remain open. So, yeah, that's what Mishnah Berurah said. That's if God Chov Gimel Bochu. Hatam K'moish Misayim Arama. The reason for that is that the Rama says shortly. Ve'af HaBrochois K'dei Shiyuch L'Kol HaTzibu Lano Is Omein. So the reason why we have to say it loud in order to enable others to say Omein. If God Chov Dalet Toye. You mustn't say it quietly. Somebody says it quietly, his toy is making a mistake. Telemi oime bochu kshayme balachash. Who are you saying bochu to if you're saying it quietly? Bochu means, please Yidden. Bochu, let us bench Hashem. So you can't say such a thing quietly. You are talking to people. You can't give instructions to yourself. And if you're saying quietly, uvalachash niko kol delez, how do you define quietly? How do you define quietly? V'lachash niku kol deles asor detzayis. You need to have 10 people who hear it. 10 people who hear it. Kedin dovashe b'kedusha, like any Torah matter, or kedusha matter, te'enu pochas masor, which you always need at least 10. Ma'am mogen avrom, or adin b'kadosh yish lizoya, similarly with kadosh, you need to be careful, shlo loimu b'lachash ma'a timer, kadosh needs to be said loud, in order you should ensure that 10 people are answering to it. So we're learning over here that needs to be said loud. So bar mitzvah boys, this is a very important halacha for bar mitzvah boys. When they say bochu, when they say the bocha, they need to ensure that everybody actually hears it. At least 10 people. And if 10 people don't hear it, it's going to be a real, real shaila, because it's like tovashu b'ketusha, that you need a minion. So it's really, really critical to ensure that it's b'kol rom. Yeah. He's referring to the chazan. He says about kaddish. Yeah, so he says, now the person who says kaddish has to ensure that it's loud enough that at least 10 people hear it. If a few people say kaddish together, that additional 10 people, good question. I don't know the answer. But what would you suggest? I suppose you need, it's a double shabbat kedush, you need 10 people answering to it. I don't think it's halacha that it should be separate people. You need to have a body of 10 people responding. It's a double shabbat kedush. It's a minion that needs to respond to it. If it's several people doing it together, I don't think it matters. Yeah, it won't matter. Yeah. Okay. Siv Zayin. Shulchan Aruch says as follows. Ach shonu om boch Hashem, boch Hashem amvoyrach loylam voet. Choyza amvoyrach voem boch Hashem amvoyrach loylam voet. So after the minion has said, Baruch Hashem HaMavoyroch Lo'olam Vo'et, the oil of the Torah repeats, and he says, Baruch Hashem HaMavoyroch Lo'olam Vo'et, Kedei, in order, Lich Lo'olam HaMavoyroch, to include himself, HaMavoyroch Atzmoy, Pechlal HaMavoyrochim. When he says, repeats, why do you repeat the word? When he says, but again, how does he work? Chazan says that the oil of the Torah says Baruch Hu, and after Sidon say, they reply, that's right. And then the oil repeats that. Why does he repeat that? Because he wants to include himself to the Brocha as well. Yeah. No Mishnah Berurah on that, I think. Yeah, nothing. Seif Ches. Afilu Beirach Birkas HaTorah LeAtzmoy. Even if a person has said Birkas HaTorah to himself, V'techev Koru LeKris BaTorah, and is immediately called up for an Aliyah, Tzorech Lachzor LeVorech, he needs to go back and make the bracha of Asher Bochabonu Kshekoyre BaTorah. So just because you have said Birkas HaTorah a minute earlier, and you're now being called up for an Aliyah, should still say the bracha of Birkas HaTorah now. It doesn't matter. Because you're learning the Torah. Why is that? To Mishum, Kovot HaTorah Niskanu. This bracha was established as a takona for Kovot HaTorah. Kshekoyre betzebo, when the Sefer Torah is leaned. When you lean from the Sefer Torah, it is a special bracha that was established, and it's Kovot HaTorah, and therefore it's not directly, it's not affected by the fact that you just said Birkas HaTorah a minute earlier. He can. Yeah, that's the next halacha. We definitely learned that. Sivkot and Choftes, Mishnah Berurah says, V'techev koru, ha'inu, shloyem ha'shum posuk achakach. So you could, in theory, you could just say literally the Birkas HaTorah for yourself, and after straight away go and say and be called up for an aliyah, and that's fine. But you're right that it's the halacha that you're referring to is halacha that if a person said, a person can be yotze Birkas HaTorah by the bracha as an aliyah. Yeah. Yeah. Can you rephrase your question? What happened? So, what's the halacha if a person forgets to say bracha? He goes up, he's being called up, and he straightway goes for bracha to Hashem Asher Bracha Bonu. What's the halacha then? What would you do then? Yeah. He has to go back. So, I think, pardon? Lamdeni chukecho. So, the halacha is, if he didn't say, it's brought down over here. If he didn't say the name of Hashem, if he didn't say Hashem, he certainly goes back. And he'll say it again. But if it, and he goes back to Baruch Hu. If it did say, Hashem, I saw, but I now have to find the place. If it didn't say Baruch Hu, it's put down. Where is it? 20? Oh, very good. Thank you very much. Yeah. On Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Chav Gimel, Haora 23, he brings in the name of Reb Chaim Kanievsky that he should ideally say, and then he should go back and say, Baruch Hu. Yeah. But if he completed the Baruch Hu, then he don't say Baruch Hu, then it's fine. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky says that he should say, and then after say Baruch Hu. But if you completed the bracha, then you don't have to. Then you shouldn't, in fact. Yeah. Okay. Thank you for pointing out. Sif Tess. Im koro likos batoiro. Oh, that's the halacha you're referring to. If a person is called up for an aliyah, before he even had the chance to say Birkas HaTorah. So he just walked into shul, and before he even says boo, he's called up for an aliyah. And the halacha is, he didn't even say Birkas HaTorah. Kvar niftam, he's patted himself ready from He's no worse than somebody who patterned himself by saying Avarabba. And indeed, Mishneh Berurah explains it a bit further in Sifkot Lamed Aleph. Kvar nifta menevach pirkas asher bochabonu. Te yotza, he's yotze b'mar sheberech al ha-teure bochazu. You can't be yotze by saying aliyah le-teure, by being oyeh le-teure, you're yotze the bocha of pirkas ha-teure. Sif Yudin Shulchan Aruch, bocha achoyna shenos halonu teras emes, zu teras shebiksav, vecholom topesachinu teras shebal peh. When you say the bracha of Asher Nosan Lo Noteras Emes, you're referring to the Torah Shebiksav, and when you say V'chay Olam Not Abezechen, you're referring to Torah Shebal Peh. The Mishneh Berurah sheds a bit of light in this. In Sifkotan Lamed Gimel, it's V'chay Olam Minogenu Loim V'chay Olam, not V'chay Ha Olam. In Sifkot Lamed Dalet, it's Not Abezechen Hu Al Shem Hakosov Divrei Chachamim Kedor Voinois. It's referring to a posuk in, where's this posuk? Is in Tehillim? That the posuk refers to Divrei Chachamim as netuim, as being planted. He probably needs a bit more explanation. Can somebody explain a bit? Why is it? Can anybody explain? Why is it that Torah Asher Nosa Lonu Toiras Emes, Hashem gave us the Torah of truth, that's referring to Torah Shebiksav? When we say the words V'chay Olam Not Abesuchenu, and the eternal life has been planted within us, that is referring to Torah Shebaal Peh. Why is that? Now I understand, I appreciate Mishneh Berurah says us that it's referring to a certain posuk in Nach, but you need to have a bit more. Can anybody explain that a little bit? Al-Derech Drosh. Rabbi Kagan, let us hear some Maharal. Why more than the Torah? Why is the Torah Shebaal Peh more inside you than Torah Shebiksav?
Because you created by your speaking, by being part of you. Ksav is the given, and then this is something which is
you. Oh!
It's part of you.
So it's planted within you. Interesting thought. Any other suggestions? Yeah? I hear. Any Reb Gideon? Let's see a svara yeshara. Why is it? So I have got a thought, but I don't know if it's true. Okay, I have a thought. It's a bit for Rabbi Kagan. It's not very far. Torah's emes. There is something about truth. Is I think truth represents. Tell me if I'm right. Something is static. Something is unchangeable. Truth is not something you can't change. Right? Truth is something. It's a reality. Torah Shebiksav is something which is Torah Shebiksav. It's not movable. It's not flexible at all. It's Torah Shebiksav. Torah Shebaal Peh is referred to Nota B'Sechen, something that is growing. It's Nota, it's growing. Something which is it's growing still. It's still in the process of Nati. It's planted. Something which is planted is alive. It grows and it continues to develop. Because Torah Shebaal Peh is something which has ongoing. It's ongoing development. Every Dora has got more Torah Shebaal Peh. It's something which is in our hands. So maybe that's what Nota B'Sechen is referring to. Torah Shebaal Peh. Okay. Sif Yudalev. Akoyra B'Toyra Tzorech Lechot B'Sefer Torah B'Sha'az Bocha. Somebody who is called up, he needs to hold the Atzichayim. Lechot B'Sefer Torah B'Sha'az Bocha. Well, he's not actually saying Atzichayim. He says you should hold the Sefer Torah. In a Sfadisha Sefer Torah, where do you hold? Has anybody witnessed a Sfadisha Aliyah? Where do they hold? Have you ever seen a Sfadisha? I think they hold. Have you ever seen a Sfadisha leaning? They hold. Have you ever seen a Sfadisha? Right. They need to hold as well. Shulchan Aruch says you hold the Sefer Torah whenever in Aliyah. So Sfadisha Sefer Torah. Have you ever seen Sfadisha? You know the Sfadisha Sefer Torah that are standing up? Yeah, so when they are called up, they need to hold. I think they hold on top. Why is that? The Gemara says, "V'som chumin exeh." The minute comes from Hashanem Abi Yeshua. It says in Yeshua, "Lo yomush sefer haTorah zeh mepicha." The sefer Torah should never disappear from your mouth. Chazak ve'emat. Should be strong and it should be mighty. Umezeh no aguloyim al mesayim likos b'Torah b'chol pam chazak chazak. And that's when somebody is going to see him in the Torah, you say chazak, chazak. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Lamed Hey explains the Torah Shas Bochan and Yechos Ba'amudei Sefer Torah. Mishnah Berurah says that our Sefer Torah, we hold them on the Amudei Sefer Torah, which are called Atzichaim. Yeah, that's how we call them, right? Atzichaim. That's where you hold them. So you need to hold the Sefer Torah when you say the bracha. I'm a Bach. She's Kimmu. The is a Kiyat Tzarech. Gam Ken Lechus B'Sefer Torah. So the Bach and the Taz say that that one should also during leaning one should hold on to the Sefer Torah. That means not only that, but not the. It's not referring to the Baal Kor. It's referring to the person with an Aliyah. When you have an Aliyah, you hold on. And when a person who has saliva in his mouth, yoroik, you're allowed to spit, but it should be on the side, as the Mishnah Berurah says in the brackets. And then he says, v'achkach yinashik, v'lo yinashik, v'achkach yoroik. See, if a person wants to spit, then spit, and you should spit, and afterwards kiss, rather than vice versa. But the Mishnah Berurah, I think the earlier point is really, really important to remember. If a person has an aliyah l'toira, he should hold on to the atzichaim, and during the leaning, he should carry on holding. I saw that the Sforim bring down. What's generally the minute with regards to holding?
I understood that during leaning, we just hold with the right hand on the right.
Good.
Eight higher.
Right. I think that's generally what people do. What do you think?
Sorry.
Yeah, I think that generally during the brocha, you should either hold one or two, maybe even both, if it's possible, but certainly one. And you should hold on to it during the leaning. For an aliyah, you should hold on to it during leaning. You should hold on to it. As the Mishnah Berurah, as the Shulchan Aruch says, that's the minik, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah explains.
Is that also so that it doesn't move?
It's not so much that. Not so much that. It's not so much the practical element. It's much more the element of ensuring that it's a connection to the Sefer Torah. Lo yomush haTorah mipicha. Then we should hold it. We should be strong with it, and it should be a meaningful connection. We learned tonight Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach Shemoi. We learned that the minig is to cover the Shulchan Aruch says one should cover it up with a cloth between aliyas. The Rama says the minig is to just roll it closed and not necessarily to cover it up. We only cover it up, says the Mishnah Berurah, when it's Kaddish, hand of leaning, or when it's a Mishaberach or singing. Mishnah Berurah says that the reason why it can't remain open is because of Kavod HaTorah. We learned that Baruch Hu and its repetition is to be said loud and clear to ensure that at least the minion hear it. The Olim repeat after Baruch Hu, the Olim repeat Baruch Shem Avayruch Leolam Voed, and the Olim HaTorah repeats that again, including in order to include himself to the Brocha. During when a person says, a person just said Birkas HaTorah and then he's being called up, it's no problem. You can still say the Brocha. It's not a problem because that's a special designated Brocha which was established and a Takana which was established. And it's not a problem that you're just saying Birkas HaTorah. On the other side of the coin, if a person hasn't said Birkas HaTorah yet and he's being called up, by being called up as an Aliyah, he has parted his Birkas HaTorah earlier. Ashanosan Lonu refers Teras Emes refers to Tereshav Biksav, Chayolam refers to Tereshav Alper, and we learned finally that Aloch is one should hold on to the Atzichaim during the Brochas and even during leaning. Sim Kuf Mem, Be'ezer Hashem is Baruch Shemoy tomorrow.